Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Blasts and hacks and wisecracks. We got something for everyone. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One more thing.
Wow. So a little potpourri here. Half cleaning out the sound fridge, kind of, sort of. And then some more from The Onion's hilarious and brilliant amicus brief to the Supreme Court.
Interesting.
A case that involves parody. Yeah.
Right.
It's one of my favorite things I've ever read.
Oh, cool.
Of course, you know, I'm kind of a weirdo and I have no friends, but just a combination of parody and legal reasoning I find delicious. But first, we wanted to play the whole call of Aaron Judge's record-breaking 60-second home run. Michael, if you would grace us with clip number 10, please.
Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him. Just think of it. Three Yankee right fielders. The Babe hitting 60 and 27. The Jolly Roger hitting 61 and 61. And now Aaron Judge hits his 62nd home run, the most home runs any American leaguer has hit in a single season. And the American League has been alive for 120 years. This is Judgment Day. Case closed.
Probably one too many Judge puns there, but a great record. I'm glad he's in the American League, so you don't have that whole Barry Bonds overhanging it.
Right.
And I don't even remember. Did Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire break
the record too? They both did. And then Barry broke their records. Yeah.
Right.
And it's all just stupid. It's all stupid and meaningless. Oh, well, the only meaning that comes out of that is, wow, it's amazing how much it helps to take steroids. That's the meaning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is brought to you by steroids. When Roger Maris did his thing in 1961, there was talk of an asterisk or some sort of mark in the record books because the season had gone from 154 games to 162 games.
That's always bothered me that doesn't get any credit.
Right. And he hit his 61st during that period, right? During those extra games.
Yeah, Babe Ruth had 60 home runs in 154 games, which is amazing.
Yeah, yeah. But you got to keep messing with your sports, don't you?
But the you know, there was the pitching side of it, but then, or I mean the hitting side of it, but then the pitching side of it. Remember, Roger Clemens decided at some point, all right, okay, I'm going to even this up, and he got on the juice and was better at age 40 than he was at age 30.
Yeah, yeah, good times. Oh, let's see. A total change of topic here, unless you have more to say on that fascinating one.
No.
I haven't heard this. Is this a parody or... Oh, this is a... Okay. This is the Dr. Oz versus Hoodie race in Pennsylvania. The quack versus the guy who's never held a job and is full of crap.
Did you read the George Will piece on it? I think you were gone that day. The George Will piece that he wrote about Fetterman?
I don't think I've heard that, no.
Because George Will is, as you know, very anti-Trump, and he is pretty anti-Dr. Oz. But he said, Dr. Oz is looking better all the time. I think that was the headline. And he went through the life of this Fetterman guy, and he is a piece of work.
Mm.
I mean, just a lot of the things that you'd pointed out. And then in addition to that, George Will pointing out how much money he owes in taxes as a guy is a... working for the schools and all these different sorts of things, and he owes so much money he doesn't ever pay his taxes.
Oh my God. Yeah, well, Dr. Oz I believe to be a quack, but he will vote in a manner that I like in the Senate, so there's no question I'd rather have him than
sure
than Hoodie. But so I guess this is a Fetterman ad comparing Dr. Oz to a certain TV doctor many of us are familiar with, Michael.
With my diet, you can eat all you want, anytime you want.
And you'll lose weight?
You might. It's a free country.
I've got the number one miracle in a bottle to burn your fat.
Lose fat without diet or exercise?
Stubborn stomach fat instantly disappears.
I recommend a slow, steady gorging process combined with acyl horizontology.
Garcinia cambogia extract.
Crystal sonic therapy.
Sea buckthorn.
My main thing I got from that ad was those hilarious Dr. Nick clips. Can I lose weight? You might. It's a free country.
Well, that's the, you know what? That's fair game, because Dr. Oz is a freaking Dr. Nick style quack.
Sure. And it is a free country. You get to do that.
Yeah.
And buyer beware, etc.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, he's going to be way better a senator than the non-tax-paying deadbeat Hoodie phony. Okay. And then finally, as we mentioned, the Onion filed an amicus brief in a Supreme Court case. When did we talk about this? Hour three of the show, if you want to grab the Armstrong and Getty On Demand podcast. Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah. And it's a really compelling case involving a guy who put up a parody Facebook page parodying his local police force. And they arrested him for it and put him in jail, and he was released and acquitted of everything. I mean, he didn't commit any crimes, but he sued the police for harassing him for exercising his First Amendment rights, and the court said, no, you can't, because they have that qualified immunity thing where you can't sue them for violating your rights. And he was like, wait a minute, this is pure free speech, and they jailed me for parody. This can't be right. And he's appealing to the Supreme Court. And the Onion satirical website has filed a friend of the court brief that we talked about during the show some. and I'd love to just do the whole thing for you, but it would take too long and it would tear up my throat. But they're making the point, and the beautiful thing about this amicus brief is that it is parody and serious at the same time. They're making the point how parody works and how important it is in their brief, which is just incredibly clever. And we started into this but didn't get far into it. One of their arguments is that parody functions by tricking people into thinking that it is real. And they mention their slogan, "Tu stultus es, you are dumb." And they go into this riff about how people in courtrooms love Latin, so they knew they'd get their attention if they would use Latin. And how the very heart of parody is tricking readers into believing that they're seeing a serious rendering of something, whether it's a song or a newspaper or article or a police beat. And then it allows them to laugh at their own gullibility when they realize that they've fallen victim to one of the oldest tricks in the history of rhetoric. And then they cite several Supreme Court cases. The very nature, and this is from San Francisco Bay Guardian versus a bunch of people in 1993, quote, "The very nature of parody is to catch the reader her off guard at first glance, after which the quote-unquote victim recognizes that the joke is on him to the extent that it caught him unaware. And then I found this part really interesting. It really is an old trick. The word parody stretches back to the Hellenic world. It originates in the prefix para, meaning alteration, and the suffix ode, referring to the poetry form known as an ode. One of its earliest practitioners was the 1st century BC poet Horace, whose satires would replicate the exact form known as ode, mimicking its meter, its subject matter, even its self-serious tone, but tweaking it ever so slightly so that the form was able to mock its own idiocies. So it's an ancient form of humor. And this is not a merely linguistic anecdote. The point is instead that without the capacity to fool someone, parody is functionally useless, deprived of the tools inscribed in its very etymology that allowed it, again and again, to perform this rhetorically powerful sleight of hand. It adopts a particular form in order to critique it from within. See Farrah versus Esquire magazine, in 2013, a different court case. So I guess their point is, in reference to this guy who put up a fake police page to parody the police department, was you can't say it's not protected speech because initially people think it's the real thing. Because nobody demonstrated any harm that came of the page. It was merely the existence of the page that they arrested him for, which is awful and un-American.
Yeah, it does ruin it to a great extent if it were the law that you had to announce the article you're about to read is fake.
Yeah. Right. This is not a serious discussion of the space program or the right. local police department or whatever. This is parody. Yeah, it just it loses its fun. And I just... I think the case is an obscenity, and the idea that the cops can jail you because they don't like what you said, and then when you go to sue them, they can say qualified immunity. Sorry. I mean, that's right out of the Soviet Union. That's terrible. I think we will post this amicus brief in its entirety. If you're into this sort of thing, you can read it at armstrongandgetty.com. But it's both really interesting if you value humor as a tool and a weapon and a way to tweak the powerful, like we do, obviously. And I've been a fan of that since I was a little kid. And so this to me is just it's the Rosetta Stone or the Holy Grail or the Bible or Moby Dick or something. I mean, it's just a really great study of this sort of thing.
Will I lose weight if I take this, Dr. Nick? You might. It's a free country.
That's fun. That's good stuff. That's parody. Huh?
Well, I guess that's it.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at avalonwaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.